Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I really am glad you're here today. Man, we're so grateful that so many of you would allow us to speak into your life every single day. And anytime we do this, we don't take it for granted. Our hope is to help you. Our hope is to provide encouragement and some motivation as you launch into your day. So thank you for the privilege of getting to hang out with you. I know that the season has been so unique. It's almost like every season is unique. Every time we feel like we're getting back in a groove, something else happens. And I've just been watching and I've just been listening and I've just been seeing that there are so many people that are literally just discouraged. There's a lot of people that I know that listen to this podcast almost every single day that find themselves in a season of discouragement and they feel like they're about to implode. Well, the good news is you're not alone. The bad news is in that moment, it feels so isolating. And so if that's you today, if you feel discouraged, if you feel like maybe it would be better just to quit, if you feel like you're about to implode, I would love to remind you of four things today. The first one's this. Number one, we all get discouraged. We absolutely all get discouraged. We get discouraged for different reasons. Some of my friends have been lied to recently. Some of my friends had things not turn out the way that they expected. Some friends have had tragedy in their lives or drama with their kids or workplace issues or been lied about or talked about. And so I just want to remind you today that this happens to everybody. In fact, I would encourage you, try to identify that thing. What is that thing that's causing you to want to quit? What is that thing that's causing you to be discouraged? Give it a name. Put a label on it. The second reminder is this. Stay grounded. Stay grounded. One of the temptations when we get discouraged and we're ready to implode is we give up on what we know to be true. It is so easy to go off the rails. It is so easy to lose our bearing. It's so easy to say things and do things that we ordinarily would not do. And so I remind you, stay grounded. Your life is valuable. What you bring to the table is so important. You've got a ministry. You've got people that you're meant to love and to serve. So remind yourself that even in the middle of discouragement, Jesus is still in control. Number three, remember, we're all fragile. Every single person on this planet is fragile. None of us have it together. None of us are perfect. We all have broken parts of our lives. In fact, in the New Testament, when Paul described this, he described us as being earthen vessels, vessels that are chipped, vessels that are broken, vessels that are not perfect. And so the reminder is that we're all mess ups. That oftentimes we get hurt because we put people on a pedestal and we get hurt because they let us down. The people we're in relationship with, the people that we work with, even the people that we do life with or go to church with, anytime we put somebody on a pedestal, we're setting ourselves up for disappointment. And so this reminder that we're all fragile is a reminder to say, lighten up a little bit. Give people some grace. Realize they're just people. I'm not excusing whatever it is they did. I'm not saying that it didn't hurt, but what I am saying is nobody except Jesus is perfect. And then here's the last reminder I'd give you today. Fuel your faith. Fuel your faith. Focus on Jesus and pour gasoline on the flame of faith in your life. No matter how big it is or how small it is, would you fuel it today? In fact, I want to encourage you, if I could sit down with you at coffee today, and I did this with somebody recently and absolutely loved it. If I could sit with you at coffee today, I would encourage you to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 was written by Paul, who had people lying about him, people that were questioning his motives, people that wondered what he was after. And Paul, in that moment, was tempted to quit. And yet, at the beginning of the chapter, and at the very end of the chapter, Paul says this one phrase that I want to encourage you with today. He says, therefore, we don't lose heart. We don't quit. We don't walk away. We do not lose heart. And so today, I know I'm talking to some friends today. Today, I know that there's some discouraged listeners that maybe you feel like you're going to implode. I just want to remind you, you don't live for the moment. You live for eternity. And the message that I want to remind you of today is the same Jesus that shined light in the darkness, the same Jesus that Paul preached and was ridiculed for, that same Jesus, he beat death. He's the one that comes to live inside of you, and he can help you through this season. So my friend, if you're discouraged, don't implode. Remember these four things. And hey, I would love to be able to pray for you. I'd love for our team to be able to pray for you. And so if you find yourself feeling like you're going to implode, if you find yourself discouraged in this moment, I would be honored if you'd drop me a note. My email address is just Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at sugarhillchurch.com. Bobby at sugarhillchurch.com. And we would be honored. I would be honored to lift you up today before you quit. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.